The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Merry Christmas. You know what a movie fan I am. That comes up pretty regularly on the show. And by God's grace, over the years, because of the radio platform and activism and stuff, I've had a chance to be involved on the outside looking in with the Christian movie industry. And every once in a while, get to meet some of the folks that are God's using to drive that. And then we were just talking about this. 10 years ago, the movie October Baby came out, October 28th, 2011. And that was Andy and John Irwin, these brothers that have been on the show many, many times, and we've talked about their movies for years. October Baby and Mom's Night Out in Woodlawn. I can only imagine. I Still Believe, Jesus Music, and then opening Christmas Day, just a couple weeks out from now, American Underdog, the Kurt Warner story, which I saw a couple weeks ago. Just absolutely beautiful movie. So beautifully shot. And Zachary Levi is the lead there, plays Kurt Warner. You would know him most likely from Shazam, but Dennis Quaid is back. And then today on the show, my good friend Andy Irwin, co-director with his brother John. Andy, so good to see you, bro. How are you?
Steve, what's up? That's a lot of history you packed into that 10 years with us. Like, hearing all of it, I'm like, I think I have the soul of an 89-year-old man now. We've lived a lot of life since 2011 together. So,
yeah.
Great to be back with you, man.
Man, it's so good to see you. And, yeah, it's been one of the distinct blessings of my life is to become friends with you guys and be around for what God's been doing this whole time, and seeing the ministry, which it really is a ministry. It's a movie ministry, not just for America, but all over the world, and to watch it all grow. And now these guys, if you don't know, hooked up with Lionsgate, Kingdom Story, and God's just taken it to a whole nother level. But American Underdog, absolutely beautiful to watch. The beautiful thing about this, we've talked about this over the years, Andy, is really the striving to get Christian movies to look just as good as the mainstream movies that we're used to, because we're all digital snobs. And this one totally looks that way. I mean, there's really no difference between this and any other mainstream movie we're used to. It's just a spectacular film. But this one came together quickly. How did this Kurt Warner story get dropped into your lap?
Yeah, man, I keep asking myself that, you know, when it kind of fell to us. I mean, it's like we're pinching ourselves saying, first of all, how has this movie not been made?
Yeah.
And secondly, how in the world did we end up with it? So, you know, back when we were first kind of these guys that had this film hobby on the side, we used to work as sports cameramen. And I remember back in 2001, I did the Super Bowl. It was Kurt Warner's second Super Bowl, and he was playing Tom Brady in his first. And I remember just watching it from the sidelines, and it had become legend at this point, you know, the whole supermarket, the Super Bowl storyline. And I just watched Kurt interacting with his wife in the stands. And I just was like, I want to know the story behind that. So fast forward 20 years later, and who would have ever thought that we would have been the ones that got to tell that story and to make the movie of that moment? And so it's a incredible underdog story. I mean, I think Kurt Warner's name is next to the definition of underdog in the dictionary.
Yeah.
And it's a great family story, and it's the broadest, most mainstream thing we've ever done. And so Lionsgate is giving us a Christmas Day release, and that just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. It's never happened for a faith film. And so We're tremendously blessed to be in this situation.
And a big release. How many screens will it release on?
Well, at least 3,000. It's going to be, you know, it'll be us, Spider-Man, and The Matrix coming on all at the same time. And so it's going to be a free-for-all, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, the thing about it, and you mentioned this, Andy, we're talking to Andy Irwin, the co-director of American Underdog. That's AmericanUnderdog.movie, by the way. I guarantee it's playing at a theater near you. But this is one of those movies, and we don't see this very often anymore, Andy. You guys know this better than most. That really is a family-friendly film. I mean, it's a family-friendly film. It's a faith-based film, and it's an inspiring film, and I think it's going to touch a lot of people's lives, especially as we're still kind of clamoring out of COVID. I think people are looking for some hope, and I think we all have kind of an underdog story at this point. What's kind of your hope and prayer for this movie?
Yeah, I mean, very much what you're saying is we have come out of a season where we have all felt like underdogs, mm-hmm. and I think we all want to see the little guy win. And, you know, our brand has really become progressively more and more based on the idea of a rush of hope, and we need it like we need air.
Yeah.
And so to provide a film that the whole family can enjoy together on Christmas Day, when so much of what's in the theaters kind of divides the family, we wanted to present a product where the whole family can say, let's watch that together. And I think this one will inspire your whole family and will be an amazing Christmas Day moment. So we can't wait to see what audiences take away once they see it in the theater, that you know, God has a plan and a purpose and all the hardship and the struggle to do something beautiful with your life. And this story is a testament to
that. Yeah, it's a testimony to that. And of course, Kurt Warner and his wife, outspoken Christians. And it's really cool what happens at the end of the movie, kind of an add-on, which I won't ruin for anybody. But it really is a powerful story. And it's easy to find yourself in that story, whatever the context is of whatever you've faced in your life and you might be facing right now. Listen, you can go to this film as a Christian family, a non-Christian family, and enjoy the film. That's a great story. It's a true story. That's one of the things I love about what the Lord has done with you guys, Andy, you and John, is just continue to crank out true stories. You can't argue with the validity of the story, but to have a faith component so we can enjoy it. But should we look at these things as tools for the kingdom and even tools for evangelism?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the idea is, you know, the Bible says that, you know, some are called to plant the seed, some are called to water it, some are called to harvest. And John and I very much feel called to be seed planters that kind of set up conversations that then the church can follow up on and harvest. And so they're not Sunday school lessons. They're not, you know, we don't connect all the dots. But the idea is if we can use the opportunity to emotionally engage with an audience that typically wouldn't be in the church walls, with the idea of planting that seed of redemption and either doing that overtly with a movie like Imagine or subversively like a football movie. And once that is planted in somebody's heart, then it kind of takes root and they think on it over and over and over again. And it will, you know, reverse engineer to their mind and say, okay, what do I need to change my belief system?
Yeah.
And that presents an opportunity that down the line, the church can do what it does. And that's harvest and get those people plugged into the church. So we're excited about the opportunity and to have a stage like this for a movie like, you know, American Underdog is something we always dreamed of, to engage a broad audience outside the church walls, because it's about evangelism.
Yeah, that's right. And I would just caution everybody and challenge everybody. Look at this as a tool. You don't outsource evangelism to other people. You use tools to do it yourself. And certainly American Underdog, opening nationwide on Christmas Day, the Kurt Warner story, Zachary Levi, Dennis Quaid, Anna Paquin. It's an incredible cast. It's an incredible story. Beautiful movie, beautifully done. As always, Andy, thank you so much for being on, bro. I love you. Appreciate you. And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Love you, Steve. Always a pleasure, buddy.
All right, bud. We'll talk again soon. We'll see you. We'll be right back, everybody. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. Merry Christmas. I hope you had a chance to hear interview old friend Andy Irwin, John and Andy Irwin, the filmmakers who've been at it since 2011 making films. They've been at it a lot longer than that. They were making Christian music videos before that, and they're just remarkably talented guys. And we've gotten to be good friends over the years, and we've done a lot of ministry and different things together. And I introduced him to Greg Laurie, and there's a lot of fun stuff that happened there. With Greg, they did the Steve McQueen movie, American Icon. Because Steve McQueen became a believer before he got cancer. You may not know that. So they did a movie with Greg Laurie, Pastor Greg Laurie, called Steve McQueen, American Icon. They did that. That was awesome. They did Mom's Night Out, Woodlawn, I Can Only Imagine, which was about Bart Millard, the lead singer for Mercy Me. I Still Believe, which is about Jeremy Camp. The one that recently came out, documentary, Jesus Music, that was them. Jesus Revolution, they're going to start filming in the spring. That's about the Jesus movement of the late 60s and early 70s. They're using Greg Laurie's story for that one. And so as they got bigger and better, about 2 years ago, I think, they got connected with Lionsgate. Lionsgate is a huge secular film house out in L.A., like huge. And, you know, they said, okay, look, they know that they can make money in the Christian market, and these guys are the best. So Kingdom Story Company was birthed out of that, and so they're underneath the wings of Lionsgate, which brings them distribution and money. You don't see a Christian film get a nationwide release on 3,000 screens on Christmas Day. That is not normal. So these guys are just fabulously talented and just honoring the Lord. But these are not, like the Kendricks brothers, their movies are made for the church. John and Andy Irwin are making movies that are true, so you can't argue with the story. And they do have a faith component, but it's not like this overt ask. So that's up to us. You'll love the movie American Underdog. We saw it a couple weeks ago. It's fabulous. What a great, I mean, just an amazing story. Kurt Warner's story is just mind-boggling. You know, college player, and then he's going nowhere. He's working at a grocery store. Then he gets in the Arena League, and then he gets drafted and pulled into the Rams and wins the Super Bowl his first year. Unbelievable story. But it's so cool. So I've known those guys for years, and it's just been a blessing and so much fun and just really cool to see what the Lord has done. AmericanUnderdog.movie is the website to find a theater near you. AmericanUnderdog.movie, opening nationwide on December 25th. Speaking of Christmas, I like to do several shows this time of year to kind of push away from the news of the day. So I need your help once again. We talked about Santa Claus on Wednesday. Today, I just want to let's share kind of Christmas traditions. What makes Christmas special for you? It might be a personal thing that you engage in every year around Christmas time. It might be the Advent season. It might be something you do with your family. It might be a fond memory that comes back to you every year around Christmas time. But what do you do to make Christmas special? I mean, we should know the answers as to why it already is special, but I'm curious, what kind of traditions do you have? What things do you do around Christmas time that you really look forward to that are just really special to you? And we'll push away from the news of the day. I'm going to do a show next week on Christmas toys that we remember from when we were wee little lads, because for most of us that was a while ago. But that's kind of fun to revisit the toys and things we remember getting when we were kids. But today, what kind of Christmas traditions, what makes Christmas so special for you? And we'll love, let's just share and enjoy this season together, shall we? We don't need to talk about the CBO coming out and saying how much more expensive the Build Back Better plan is, the Jussie Smollett injustice turned into justice. All that kind of stuff will be waiting for us next week. So we don't need to dive into that pool every day. Let's talk about Christmas. Christmas traditions, things about Christmas that really make it special for you. 866-348-7884 is the number. And I hope you'll play along so we can just encourage one another and push away, like I said, from the table of gluttony when it comes to the news of the day and politics and all that stuff. That'll be waiting for us next week. Trust me, you already know that. 866-348-7884. Come on now. Let's share some Christmas stories. Let's get in the spirit here. Push away from all the other stuff. And let's invest in some joy. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Christmas traditions, things that you do around this time of year, on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, the day after, that makes it really special for you. You really look forward to it. Because some of us might go, wow, that's really a good idea. That's a good idea. I think I'm going to do that. That would be great. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's try to share a little Christmas cheer with one another today. My buddy Bill on Facebook Live, we watch Christmas Vacation together. That's hilarious. That's so much fun. Catherine happens to be my sister. Stockings after breakfast. Everybody enjoys that one. That's a good one. We're not very patient in the Noble House, so they like dive into but we do stockings first. Before any Christmas presents, and all of our kids for years wait at the top of the stairs until mom and dad are ready. We got to get the right mugs out. We got to get this out. We got to get that out. And so that's kind of fun. Some other things there. But we'd love to hear from you. What do you do that's so special, traditional around Christmas time for you and your family? Let's just share some nice stories, shall we? Encourage one another and get our heads out of the mire and talk about some things that are just joy-filled and Christ-centered and fun for us and our families. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. When some guy from St. Louis is calling, I usually know it's my good friend Fred Zelenko. Fred, how are you, buddy? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing? It's nice to hear you.
Good. Good. I put up a three-quarter size nativity in my yard every year because I grew up Catholic. And some of the figures are date back to my childhood.
Wow.
And about 3 or 4 years ago, I was putting up the nativity, and a gentleman came walking up the sidewalk. He stopped. He said, I enjoy your display. He said, I'm Muslim. I'm visiting my son who lives around the corner from you, and I'm from Pakistan. And let me tell you about your three kings.
Huh.
He said the first one would have come from Constantinople. And he said the second one would have come from Persia, which is now Iran. And he said the third one would have come from Egypt. And I'm thinking to myself, I remember these coming from Sears.
Ba-doom. Fred will be here all week, everybody.
That's right. No, but that actually happened.
which is really cool. I try to remind people on the air all the time this month that this month is pregnant for evangelism and spiritual conversations. If we just look around and pay attention and pray and ask the Lord to bring us people, he will. And that's a perfect example.
Well, one sad note, though. I have to padlock the baby Jesus in the crib now.
Oh, gee. Really? It's that bad now?
Yeah. I had the original nativity Jesus figure that I had from the 1950s was stolen.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that ridiculous? Little do they know.
More the,
yeah. Well, little do they understand the symbolism of that.
Yeah,
you're not the only one to take Jesus out of the grave. He did it himself. So you can steal him out of the crib, but he's going to come out of the grave. You can't keep him down. But that's really amazing. So you've had some of those things for how long?
Oh, going back to the 1950s.
Wow. 1950s. That's really cool. That's a great story.
Thank you. Thank you. What? And you know what? It ministers to people in the neighborhood. I get 3, 4, 5 compliments every year.
Yeah, that's cool. You just never know. That's why we have.
My Christmas season doesn't start until your nativity goes.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that sweet? Yeah, because there's something, even if they're not believers, there's something inside your average person because they're made in the image of God that they know that it's meaningful.
That's right. That's right.
God, what a great story.
And,
thanks, Fred.
Thank you.
Great talking to you, buddy. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you. All the way from St. Louis. Fred and I have known each other for years in radio, and he listens on Facebook Live or podcast sometimes. And he's got a great ministry as well. I'll tell you about on the other side of the break. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. Merry Christmas, everybody. Christmas traditions, things that make you happy at Christmas. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hope you're off to a great start this December. And, you know, it's only 15 days till that magical morning. Magical morning. Is it wrong? Steve, I can't believe you said magical. Well, you know what I mean. It's just an effective word. And there is something surreal, spiritual, deep, enjoyable, outside the norm, i.e. magical, when it comes to Christmas morning and Christmas Eve and really the whole Christmas season. For a lot of us, it's traditions. It's things we've done since we were children, just like Fred, my friend from St. Louis, who still got some of the figures in his front yard nativity scene from when he was a wee little lad back in 1950. In the 50s, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. So what about for you? What kind of traditions do you have, things that you really look forward to at Christmas time? This should not be a big ask to call in and share stuff like this. This should be easy for us. If you're a person of the book, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, we should love to talk about things that bring joy, that he's gifted us with, and experiences he's allowed us to have, and even family traditions. Those are so important. So what is it for you? What's made Christmas important for you in the past and special? What kind of traditions do you have? Just sharing some Christmas joy today here on the Steve Noble Show. 866-348-7884 is the number, as always. 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH, step on up to the plate and let us enjoy some Christmas spirit with you, okay? Don't hoard that to yourself and your family. Share it with the rest of us. Plus, you might be doing something that there's a lot of us might go, man, that's a great idea. I'm going to incorporate that into my family's Christmas. You never know, but I would love to hear it and love for you to share that today. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to my buddy Clay calling here right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Clay, Merry Christmas, buddy. How are you?
Well, hey, brother, happy Friday to you.
Thank you.
You know, I it's interesting that you're talking about this. I'm hoping and praying that you will extend it to next week and the following week when we really get closer to Christmas. But
yeah.
I really think about the times that, when I was younger, what the true meaning is about. And, you know, we haven't gone away from that. But the one thing that that caught my attention at the beginning of the week was Pastor David Jeremiah. Pastor Don Wilton, and he was sharing a message. And you know how certain pastors, they do this little introduction before they get into their message. And I've always tried to share this with people and get them to understand this. It's when you have a person that says happy holidays, sometimes depending on what you're going through, it's not really that happy.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And so, to me, it's about saying Merry Christmas. You look up the word Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, and you think about it, it brings cheer, it brings joy, and it brings something meaningful to the overall situation. Especially when you say Merry Christmas, think about the first six letters. When you have, you know, being a Christian, you know, having a name by the name of Christopher, and especially Christmas, the first six letters are so important because it's about Christ. And, I mean, to me, you know, I just can't go away from all that stuff because it's so important. It's what, you know, on that morn, I'm going to be sharing a message a week from Sunday, you know, about that. And I'm also going to share some stuff about, you know, what Brother Stu shared in his book. You know, and think about this. Man, I could go on and on and on, but I don't want to take away. But, you know, brother, it's you just got to think about it and the meaning that it means to a person in their heart. And it's so important, and it's so inspirational. And, you know, it's just like I've shared with several people. It's in your heart, man. It's the essence that you have of the person that the Lord created you to be. And, you know, I it's so meaningful to me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just very thankful to the Lord for that. I'm very thankful to, you know, next year will be close to 6 years that I found Truth Radio, and I got to, you know, hear all these messages, get to hear you and other other brothers and sisters and pastors in the Lord. And I just am so thankful to the Lord for that because it has so much meaning.
Yeah,
that's and, you know, when we can be in the season, that's what it's about.
That's right, and I think that's a great reminder. And speaking of Truth Radio and all of our other radio partners, that's one of the great things about Christian radio. We take in news from the world, and we get all that garbage all the time, and it's necessary to a certain extent. We need to know what's going on so that we can engage properly, try to bring God's truth into that conversation, into what's going on in the country, and be aware and pray into those things. But ultimately, if that's all you're dining on, that's a really bad diet. And so that's why we got to stay in the Word. And when you do something like Truth Radio or Ford Broadcasting, whatever the case may be, wherever you're listening, when you tune into Christian radio, you're going to get fed. And you need to be fed things other than what the world is feeding you. Such a great point, and I love that word.
Well, brother, I just give thanks to the Lord for you, and I give thanks to, you know, for what you're doing. And this is all – basically I listen to because I just don't care to deal with the idiocracy that goes on out there. Just remember, to everybody out there, it just saying Merry Christmas is so meaningful. You can bring a smile to anybody's face.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, because you never know what's going on with that person their life.
Such a great point.
So, brother, God bless you, man, and I'm looking forward to what you're going to bring in the next couple of weeks as we get closer to the birth of the Christ child.
Amen.
And I am looking forward to that day.
Thanks, buddy. Me too. God bless you, Clay. Merry Christmas. We'll talk again soon. And always an encourager and always excited and just committed to Christian radio because that's what feeds you. But it's a great reminder, and I appreciate Clay bringing that up. So I'm going to say something else about that, but I wanted to remind you, please give us a call. Share some of this stuff on the air today. What's special about Christmas for you? Kind of traditions that you have? Things maybe from your childhood that you've carried forward. Let's cheer each other up and point each other in a merry direction. It's not always easy to do with the news of the day. But let's do that. We should be people of joy and people of thanksgiving and people that let's forget what we should remember and remember what we should forget, right? That's what we do. We remember what we should forget and we forget what we should remember. And talking about the things that are special this time of year, let's change the diet, as it were, of our lives, at least for December, shouldn't we? I mean, I know there's important stuff going on out there, but my goodness, it's just not very healthy. It's like eating cotton candy all the time or the reverse, maybe drinking vinegar all the time if you're dining on the news of the day all the time. I struggle with that one myself. 866-348-7884 is the number. I hope you can call in and share some of your Christmas cheer and Christmas traditions, what makes the holiday special for you every year. 866-348-7884. Or 866-34-TRUTH. I wanted to follow up on something my brother Clay said about happy holidays. I don't get as bent out of shape about that as I used to when people say happy holidays. I mean, if it's before Thanksgiving, okay, then I can put three of them on the radar screen for you. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Okay, I get it. I'm not as easily offended as I used to be. I'm also not looking for a fight as often as I used to. But just remember that for a lot of people, happy holidays are anything but. It's for a lot of people, it's the hardest time of the year. They've lost somebody. They've lost a loved one, a spouse, a son, a daughter, a mother, a father. This will be the first Christmas that you're without them. An empty spot at the table, whatever the case may be, the loss of a job, a wayward family member, whatever the case may be. And we, if you're one of the fortunate ones, and I feel like a fortunate one, that we have plenty of challenges in our life. But other than that, I'm very, very happy and grateful and joy-filled with where we're at in our lives, the Noble family. But that's not true for everybody, and we need to be sensitive to that. But I'm telling you, even last night, I went to the grocery store twice. Like once at on my way home, that was two grocery stores on my way home to try to find the right stuff, you know, 6:30 or whatever, and the Salvation Army person outside. Now, I could make a case for why I shouldn't engage the Salvation Army, or the Salvation Army has gone south when it comes to its roots and this, that, and the other thing. But now, these days, I'm just like, hey, Merry Christmas, with a big smile on my face. And sometimes they're like taken aback by that. I think there's a fair number of people that are even nervous to say that. They're like, oh, well, what if it's somebody that's not a Christian? Are they going to be offended? Blah, blah, blah. Listen, everybody's got a story and everybody's broken. Christian, non-Christian. Rich, poor, black, white, young, old. It doesn't matter. A lot of money, not a lot of money. Everybody's got a story and everybody's broken. And encouragement is just a currency we don't trade in enough. And so it's, just do it as a social experiment, just to be out there and just say Merry Christmas to people with a broad smile on your face and a jump in your step and some cheer in your heart. Merry Christmas, and mean it. If you know Christ, you know the deeper meaning behind saying that. But just that kind of loving outreach to people in a simple two-word phrase with a smile on your face. You do not know. None of us know what God might do with such a simple gesture of love and care and concern for somebody. And assuming that most people are broken in one way or another. Most people are going through something. You either just came out of it, you're going into it, you're in the middle of it, whatever the case may be. So let's take advantage of that this time of year. And just be extra special to other people. And Merry Christmas. Just try it. It'll be okay. You're probably not going to get sued in the checkout line at Publix, right? Don't worry about it. God is going to judge the intent of your heart. If you're trying to just bless people, you care about them. Do you want people to have a Merry Christmas? Do you want people to know the Lord? Do you want people to know the reason behind for the season? You never know that a little Merry Christmas might push that boulder over the top and roll down the hill, and somebody could become a Christian just because somebody left a good mark on them. Merry Christmas! Big smile on your face. 866-348-7884. Feeling kind of lonely here. Call in and share some Christmas cheer. Things that you do. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. Name that tune. Welcome back, everybody. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Merry Christmas to you and your friends and your family. And if this isn't a particularly merry season for you, if it's a particularly difficult season for you, you know what? I'm going to get back to the phones here in a minute. If you'll call in and share some Christmas cheer, what's some traditions, some things that you love about Christmas that you do? Maybe it's a tradition you started in your family. Maybe it's a tradition from your childhood. Let's share some of that stuff. Let's gather around, have a merry old time with each other, and share some good news instead of dipping our heads once again into the pool, or the cesspool, if you will, of the news of the day. We do that enough. You guys, if you've listened to the show for a while, or watched the show on Facebook or YouTube, you know I get tired of it myself. And so I'll literally just go, I'm not talking about the news today. Forget it. You know, that's why I like Theology Thursdays, because we get away from that. We bring in a guest or an author, somebody involved with the ministry. Next week, we have a couple of local ministries coming in to talk about what they're doing to reach out to the community. That's really important this time of year. And every once in a while, I'm just like, push away from the table of, golly, I don't need to talk about Joe Biden and COVID and inflation every day and transgenderism and what's going on in the school system. Those are important, but we dine on that stuff every day. And you wonder why we have a hard time sharing good news and cheery things, because we're dining on garbage all the time. Garbage in, garbage out. So step out a little bit. Last segment of the show today. And I would love to be able to stop talking and just welcome you to the show. And you share a little bit of Christmas cheer, a tradition, something you do every year at Christmas time that you love, that's special to you, and share it. Let's share it with one another. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. or 866-34-TRUTH. I'd rather hear you than crickets. And quite frankly, the rest of the audience would as well. Let's share some good news, some cheer, some fun things, meaningful things in this season that we all look, most of us look forward to. But I did want to take a second. And if you're in a bad spot right now, and this doesn't feel like happy holidays, and you don't feel very merry because of the situation in your life, I'm going to pray for you right quick, if you don't mind. So we're taking some calls. I'll get to you in just a second. But let me pray for you. If this is not a great season for you, I want to pray for you right now. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. I just thank you that right now, Lord, I have the privilege of praying for my brothers and sisters and friends that are struggling. Loss of a loved one, maybe a tough battle with cancer or sickness or a broken marriage, a wayward son or daughter, the loss of a job, financial troubles or even ruin, Lord. This world can be brutal and dark and depressing and angering and enraging and hurtful. And Lord, nobody knows that better than you. But Father, I just pray for those listening or watching, or maybe you'll listen to the podcast later, that are struggling, that you would just touch them in a special way, bring that peace that surpasses all understanding into their hearts and their minds and their spirit. Lord, encourage them. And I pray that you would bring Christians around them that could love them well and serve them well. Lord, help them to turn their eyes to you. It's okay to weep and to mourn and to lament. But Lord, we know that, your mercies are new every morning. So help them, Lord, to turn their eyes to you as well. But I pray that Christians around them would love them well and weep with them and mourn with them as necessary. But Lord, just lift them up to you and pray you'd bless them and touch them and let them know once again how much they're loved and that we care about them too. And just touch them in a special way, Lord. We ask that in Christ's name. Amen. 866-348-7884. To share some Christmas cheer, traditions, things that you love about Christmas. I'd love to hear about that before we run out of show on the day today. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Victoria calling in from North Carolina. Victoria, thanks for calling. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas to you too. Well,
thank you.
We started this when we moved to Winston about 17 years ago, the Black Nativity production. It's a musical, and it's very vibrant and just beautiful. And it's the birth of Jesus, and we've been doing that since we moved here.
Who does
may
that?
May not be able to go this year.
Who puts it on?
The Arts Council here in Winston-Salem. And I was so excited because they didn't do it last year, of course, but the production is back. But the downside to the story, we may not go this year because they are requesting, your vaccine status.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. So we may not go, or PCR. And so I may do that. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, we love it. If you
That's awesome.
Get a chance to see it, please go do so.
That's great. Victoria, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. We'll talk to you later. Thanks. 866-348-7884. Darn COVID. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Did you see that one meme with Elf? You know Elf from the movie? And he's like, only two more variants until Christmas. It's really kind of funny in a sick, depressing way. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Truth. Let's go to Justin calling in from South Carolina. Justin, Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas. I first wanted to start off by naming that tune.
It
was Steely Dan, Do It Again.
Very good. Excellent. Good job, my man.
Yes. So when I was younger, I used to go all over the place and try to visit everybody. Then, I got married and settled down and been married now for about 6-7 years now, and so we try to stay home, and we just stay in our pajamas all day, watch Christmas movies, and pig out. I'll go and get steaks and grill steaks. So.
Yeah, it's nice when that season comes when you stop hitting the road and going everybody else's house, when you all of a sudden have a home of your own. And it's just nice. It's just kind of nice to sink into that and enjoy that, especially as somebody approaching 30 years of marriage, I'm still going to refer to you as a newlywed. But that's a great story.
no place like home for the holidays.
That's right. Amen to that. Thanks so much for calling, Justin. God bless you, man. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. We'll talk to you. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's jump over to another Steve calling in here in North Carolina. Steve, you're on with Steve. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas there, my friend.
How oh, no, it's that today? Steve. It's the smiling Steve. Yes, makes me feel bad about not smiling all the time. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing great, man. Missed you this morning, and I tell you what, I just had a great opportunity to talk to one man named Cecil and shared with him. He was out on the street, and he had the happiest countenance that's ever been. And he had enough money to go get him a hotel room, a pizza, and some Sprite or soda with what I had just given him. And I asked him to say a prayer for my wife and myself, which he was happy to do, and shared his time about Jesus. So it's very simple and very easy. Everybody that you look at, like one of our friends really right says, when I look at you, I see Jesus.
Yeah.
It's so easy to be nice if you have it in your heart just to say, hey, I love you, Jesus loves you, and I hope you're having a great day. And then call somebody. I highly recommend, if the Lord puts on your heart somebody, especially if you hadn't talked to them in a while, just pick up the phone and call.
Pick up the phone.
On your heart for a reason.
That's right. What a great point.
I love you. That's it.
Thanks, pal. That's awesome. Appreciate you. All right, buddy. Merry Christmas. See you soon. Bye. And that's whenever Steve has a chance to call in, you'll always hear me crack a little joke about it. This Steve literally smiles all the time. I mean, Steve, you'll have to tell me next time I see you. Get your bride to take a picture of you, your face when you're sleeping, because I bet you have a smile on your face. That's just and that's contagious. But you catch what Steve was saying. It's really not that complicated. Is that a true statement? Hey, I love you. You should love your fellow man. Care and concern for them. I love you. God loves you. Jesus loves you. Right? Aren't all those things true? Yes. Do you think people out there need to hear that God loves them? Because sometimes raise your hand if you've ever felt unlovable. Yeah, because you know what you're doing. You know what you've done. We're well aware of our rap sheet. And to hear that, again, like I said earlier, just like a little Merry Christmas, you do not know what's going on in people's lives. But you can assume, from a salvation standpoint, because the numbers bear this out, you can assume that most people you see this evening, tomorrow, when you're at the mall, whatever, you're at a restaurant, you can assume in this country, most of them actually don't know Jesus. Most of them actually aren't Christians. A lot of them will tell you they are. But if you start talking to them about heaven and hell and salvation, you'll find out real quickly that they don't know. They're cultural Christians. And a lot of people in America are Christians by default. Well, I'm not a Muslim. I'm not an atheist. I don't even think I'm an agnostic. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm not any of those other Eastern religions. So God and, you know, Jesus seems awesome. I'm sure there's some good stuff in the Bible. And so I'm a Christian. Are you going to go to heaven? Well, I think so. I hope so. I try to do the right thing. I try this. I try that. I try the other thing. Try. How's that going to go in the end, friend? It isn't. We're not talking about somebody at the checkout counter and you're going to negotiate with them. No, we're talking about a holy God here that loves you, but he's a holy God. Just, meaning justice, meaning all of our sin, because there's none righteous, no, not one. Sin is an offense to God. Sin separates us from God forever. Sin destines us for hell without forgiveness. But you can't work your way into that. You can't earn it. You can't give enough away to earn it. You cannot earn it, not by works, the Bible says. And so you have one choice and one choice only, and Jesus said it plainly, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. And then he said it again before that to Nick at night, Nicodemus, you must be born again. You're spiritually dead without Jesus. You must be born again. And the only way you can be born again, the only way you can actually go to heaven is through faith in Jesus Christ and what he did for you. That's the ultimate Christmas message. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. I'll be back on Monday, God willing. Hope you have a wonderful Merry Christmas kind of weekend. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.